Contradictions. When all of your thoughts are influenced by the World Wide Web. When all of your thoughts are influenced by the World Wide Web, you have less power to think for yourself. You have no unique thoughts or ideas, and you are not an individual. You are all that you've gathered from everybody else, from everyone else. And you are not capable of understanding a situation and making decisions that are uniquely for you. Because your opinions are the results of ideas from the world's point of view. There's nothing individual about it that makes it right for you. It's right for them, but it's not right for you. So what is the answer to the following contradictions? It has been said, to get what you want, we have to work really hard. Some people work really hard, and they get absolutely nowhere, and despite all of their efforts, often end up with nothing. I have known many of these types of individuals, and even been witness to their suffering, as often many of their basic needs never even being met. No matter how hard they try, they have more lack and limitation to show than they do for an abundance of fruitfulness, which of course was their initial intent. There are some people who do very little work at all, and some people who do absolutely nothing and continue to receive blessings from every corner of the universe. And they tend to get nearly everything they want. And it happens, or it appears, as they have everything from material wealth, love, and understanding, a magnetic spirit, and the charm and charisma that are idolized by the masses. So which is it? It has been said, in order to receive, we need to give. I've seen people give everything, and they have nothing in return. And end up being broke, disrespected, and destroyed for following this method. It is said that if you want to be worry-free and receive all that is desired to earn respect, accumulate wealth, attract and retain love, and have less worries, then one must protect themselves. Be cautious. Hold on to what they have. Guard their possessions, protect their heart, stonewall all those around who pose any type of threat to their well-being. Put up security cameras. Protect, hide, defend. Yeah, so which is it? We are all told, if you love something or someone, to let them go or let them be. Let go and let God. Go, like, let go of why? Let go where? Where are they gonna go? Let go when? Let go how? Who sold you this as a good idea? You actually believe it? You buy it? If you love someone, to hold on to them and fight for them. Being interested in the deeper understanding of how everything works has little reward. Just like this, very little reward. You lose more than you gain, as understanding things to the deepest levels will never fill the void or hole in your heart. You know, all it does is replace memories from the time that you lived and enjoyed the moment. And the people around you, it replaces them. Instead of trying to figure out why they don't love you or why there's no time to do anything other than exchange all of your time and energy for monetary value to pay for things you thought would feel better than the company of those you love, because nothing can replace warmth, laughter, tenderness, and a hearty meal, while being comforted by those we call family, friends, and loved ones. None of that, you know, none of that stuff can replace, you know, that feeling of home. Prior to the Apple iPhone and all smartphones, before all that existed, in every generation prior to this cyber world of hell that we're living in right now, pointing out the good in technology will not replace, nor replicate, nor complete your understanding of everything that is missing in your life. And all of the words in the world cannot do what being in the arms of another human being held tight can do for you as true satisfaction. Many of you will die with your device in your hand. Many of you will die trying to understand the world around you and the behaviors of every individual that cannot remain consistent in any of the core values or previously generational, our previous generational families promoted as an imperative, fundamental, rooted cultural way of doing things. I do not like living here anymore. This world has no morals. This world has the internet. This world has no values. It has Facebook. This world has no creative thinking. It has Pinterest and Snapchat. This world does not know how to think before they speak. They have Instagram and Messenger and texting. This world doesn't know how to sign their name anymore. They have DocuSign. This world doesn't even know how to spell. They have autocorrect. This world doesn't have leaders. It has gangsters and tyrants and devils and systems to sell machines to command and humans to control and brains to be extracted and thoughts to be replaced and information to be removed, taken down and covered up, and organizations of psychology to be controlled in medicine to keep you sick, and doctors to tell you what you can't know for yourself, and expenses you can't afford, and jobs that split up your family, and money that can't buy groceries, and homes to get kicked out of, and landlords to do nothing but collect from the workings of nothing good in a cycle that light workers of the world are trying to help you break. And our ancestors are trying to remind you. And your everyday warrior is trying to fight for a knowledge of wisdom to know and share. That until this infrastructure is destroyed, you will remain captive in bondage to hell on earth, and your soul will be recycled additional lifetimes until it figures it out. How many of you have never considered, how many of you have ever considered that doing nothing more than what you're already doing, insanity, doesn't change the fact that eternity is a little longer than you realize? If I am blessed with an opportunity to exit this living hell, I'm going to take it. Because I don't want to be a part of your choices, your ideas of love, your ideas of community, your ideas of involvement, your ideas of anything that's truly not your ideas. No, I really don't want to be here on earth living with all you crazy psychotics whom you can't even understand. You know, most of these people can't even understand they're under a spell of hypnotic disillusion. And until they figure that out, nothing will change. And once the code of hypnotic disillusion has been destroyed for an individual, the incentive to live amongst the rest of you starts to diminish at a rapid rate and eventually becomes intolerable. For each and every day, I become more sick than the previous day, observing each and every one of you, your mental illnesses, that is more contagious than COVID, than the flu, or any common cold that anyone has ever experienced. Prior to this infestation of mind control? Yeah. Look, I don't hate anybody. I hate these devices. I hate not being heard. I hate not being seen. I hate everybody's words that everything's going to be okay. Because let me just tell you right now that without physical human connection, that idea of being okay, it was sold to you in the same way as everything else you believe in that's not true. What I hate the most, it's fighting for attention, fighting for love, fighting for family, fighting for sticking together, fighting for working things out, fighting for what's right and remembering everybody over and over again. Reminding everybody over and over again. Because I can't hold their attention long enough to make an impact that's stronger than all the bullshit you're fed and the stream of ideas from everyone else that they got from somebody else who got from somebody else who's obviously not connected to the divine. Because none of what's going on in this world is part of the divine plan. Hate is not a bad word. Neither is a temperature gauge in your vehicle. And when your motor gets too hot, it's telling you it hates. Only a fool keeps driving their car as if nothing's wrong. Hate is the expression of an overheated motor ready to blow its gaskets and cause a lot of problems that are costly to repair. Yeah, could be avoided simply by paying attention and letting the motor cool down. So I wasn't going to add this part, but I found this in my writings, and apparently I wrote this just a few days ago on Saturday, May 20th. And I don't recall writing it, though. That's what's really interesting. I know it's me, but I don't remember doing it. So here we go. Thinking I am glad that Mercury goes direct in a few days again, as I feel so very misunderstood and haven't really been able to say the things that I want to say to you, especially being that passionate man that I am. At the same time, it's all good, even if I don't. No text will ever deliver the true meaning of what can only be understood in person. After our paths crossed the first time, I text you to convey appreciation for finding you. I thought I found a friend, someone real, someone with similar interests, and someone to talk to and get to know and enjoy each other's company from time to time. And whatever happens, happens. I never had any intentions of anything more than that. I think the energy between us was extremely intense, and although my mind draws some logical conclusions, I am still not 100% sure what to make of the withdrawal of communication that created a gap that continues to increase daily between us. And I'll probably never know. I do feel I need to tell you that I was never trying to invade any part of your life or your space, nor tie you down or take your independence from you. Just thought I met someone with whom we could benefit from each other's friendship. As the gap continues to grow daily, I really don't see that happening anymore. And that's okay. Everything is as it should be. It really is. No need to try. No real loss. But the observer in me shakes his head as it appears such a shame to see the flowers of life wilt and die due to neglect, whether conscious or unconscious, before they even get a chance to be replanted and watered and bloom again for the world to marvel with astonishment at its beauty. Friendship is a two-way street. It takes time to grow and requires a great deal of compassion and understanding. And although I feel misunderstood, I see opportunity regardless of which direction I walk from here. I am not looking to force a solution, for it is with uncertainty that I feel most secure as life will always find a way to orchestrate harmony in the best interest of all. If the depths of my soul were shallow, I would not have expressed to you that which I write. However, my soul is old, and my thoughts and emotions run deep. As I am a real man, I am authentic, and I am deep, and that's not something to be found on the regular. And if I were you, I would never let me go.